So at this point, I'm going to move into our presenters, and we're going to start with, we're very thankful that Mary Batari is able to be with us this morning. Lisa, her co-worker, was called away with a funeral in her family. Her father-in-law, I believe it was, passed away. We have no control over those kinds of things. So we're very thankful that Mary will step in for her, who we all know does a great job. Thank you, Mary.
I have to say, this is the first time I've spoken under a net. It was making me just a trifle nervous there. So I'm Mary Batari, and I'm the Deputy Director of the Center for Media and Democracy, which is the mightiest little organization that no one's ever heard of because we're better known by our website. So we are the publishers of prwatch.org, which is our daily reporting site. Thank you very much. Soraya and Whitman, can you hold up your hands over there? We have two young grassroots activists in Robin Hood hats who are taking your emails so you can sign up for our weekly newsletter at PR Watch. We're also the publishers of Source Watch, where you can track the front groups and the spinmeisters and the PR scams and the dark money groups, Americans for Prosperity this, Americans for Prosperity that, all on our Source Watch wiki site. And we're also the publishers of alecexposed.org. And I think a few of you have heard about Alec, so I thought it would be a good way to start this discussion by first asking if there's any tobacco lobbyists in the room. Okay, good. And are there, I'm not going to go that far. Are there any big pharmaceutical lobbyists in the room? All right, are there any lonely legislators looking for an industry to bankroll their campaign? Anyone over there? No? Okay. Is there an employee of a stink tank who will produce any statistics or any report that an industry wants in order to back up Alec's arguments in the room? No one here? And any big dark money donors? You know, millions and millions of dark money dollars to pay for issue ads that really are not about elections. They're not calling for the election or the defeat of a candidate. They're just about issues, you know? Any of those dark money guys in the room? Okay, well, thank heavens I am not in an Alec meeting. Okay, I must be at the anti-Alec meeting. I think of the Wisconsin Grassroots Network and all the actors in the room, who many of whom I met many times, as really the antithesis of Alec, the real grassroots who are fighting to keep our country responsive to the grassroots, fighting to take back our democracy from the special interests, and there's a lot of work to do. So today, I wanted to talk to you about a few new developments on this front. And I wanted to start with a new group that you all should become familiar with called the American County and City Exchange. Has anyone heard of that one? All right. So this is Alec's new outreach to the grassroots level. They are starting an entity called ACCE, write it down in your notebooks, might be coming to a town near you, where they're going to be soliciting mayors and county board members and some 500,000 elected officials across the nations to replicate the successful Alec model at the local level. So we uncovered this in some documents. We recently got an open records request, and it was published in The Guardian. And it is not yet underway, but it may be coming to a neighborhood near you, and so you know who to call. If you're a county board member and you get asked to go to some swank resort for a two-day teach-in with those tobacco lobbyists and those pharmaceutical lobbyists and all those companies that bankroll Alec, only 2% of Alec's money comes from state legislative dues. So 98% of its money comes from major corporations. Some of them are corporations that we like. It's Google is a member of ALEC now. Facebook is a member of ALEC now. All the big telecom companies that you get your cell phone service from are all members of ALEC. Time Warner, Comcast, all those guys. If you want to see the full list, you know where to go, alexpost.org. It's a big site, it has a lot of information, but with your help, we have chased 72 corporations, including Walmart, General Motors, Procter & Gamble, some of the largest corporations in America, out of ALEC. So another group I want you to know about is the State Policy Network, and I had mentioned this word stink tank, which is our new favorite term for think tanks. And I was hoping Lakoff would be here and enjoy that metaphor and maybe take it up. Oh, my goodness! Yay! So we have a new website called stinktanks.org, and it documents the 64 state-level think tanks that are what we call them ALEC sister city organizations or sister organizations. These 64 think tanks we've documented are not like independently operated and funded and doing the work of their, you know, native peoples like the Buckeye Institute and the McIver Institute here in Wisconsin. They are centrally funded $84 million operation. Now, ALEC is only an $8 or $9 million operation. The State Policy Network is an $84 million operation that is taking a lot of these same influences, a lot of the big tobacco money, pharma, telecom, a lot of these big institutions, and helping push this agenda from state to state to state. So they are sometimes members of ALEC. They work closely with ALEC legislators in the states. So a legislator wants to introduce a bill, like, for instance, to make it harder for asbestos victims to sue. The one that just passed Wisconsin this week is an ALEC model bill. And then these think tanks produce the report saying, well, asbestos victims don't really need money, okay? And, you know, there's this whole problem with the court system. We need tort reform. That's what we need. That will make everything better. I mean, it is a major agenda item out of ALEC to end people's access to the courts, to end their ability to hold corporations accountable for when citizens are injured or killed. And it even rolls into their whole anti-pension, anti-union effort, because ALEC is against state pensions, period. Not because they have big Wall Street firms in ALEC, but because state pension systems do some of the biggest corporate lawsuits holding corporations accountable for damages when they do awful things, like this GM case that just happened, or for instance, in the financial crisis, some of the biggest lawsuits came from pension, big pension associations like CalPERG out in California. So we want you to know about the State Policy Network, and there's a few other groups we want you to know about. The right-wing apparatus is also getting very, very good at media now, and it's not just Fox News. There's a new institution called the Franklin Center for Government Integrity. Doesn't that sound really nice? I like Ben Franklin, I'm from Philadelphia. And I like government integrity too. But the Franklin Center for Government Integrity is funded by the largest right-wing foundations, the Knowledge and Freedom Fund, which is tied to the Koch brothers, and all of the Searle Fund, all of these big, the Bradley Fund, all these big right-wing institutions. And they have developed a network of 40 state sort of newspaper outlets here in Wisconsin. It's called the Wisconsin Reporter. Has everybody seen the Wisconsin Reporter website? And the Wisconsin Reporter is on a war against the John Doe dark money investigation. Our state has produced 24 or 25 articles saying that the dark money investigation being undertaken by our district attorney is a witch hunt. There's no evidence, there's no this, there's no that, there's no other thing. The Wisconsin Reporter does not disclose. It's disclosed once, I think, in these 24 articles. that its founder, Eric O'Keefe, is under subpoena in that investigation. That its founder, you know, if our founder was under investigation for something, I'd feel somewhat obliged to mention it when I reported on the investigation. But not the Wisconsin Reporter. So they're an $11 million operation, and they're funded out of the Donors Trust advisory group. The Donors Trust is a what's it called, advisor investment fund? And it's a mechanism to hide the money trail. It's a mechanism, all you know is you're getting your money from Donors Trust, you don't know specifically who you're getting the money from. And they've shot up from a small little operation with a couple websites just a few years ago to an $11 million operation directly funded from the Koch Thai Donors Trust operation. Now, that same Donors Trust and Donors Capital Trust, and you can look these up on SourceWatch, okay, for the chart of where the money flows, are also bankrolling a whole bunch of other nonprofit groups that we have to keep an eye on. So they bankroll Americans for Prosperity, which is David Koch's grassroots group that was last spotted in Milwaukee running around in Mini Coopers. Does anybody here have a fleet of Mini Coopers to promote their grassroots issues? Okay, and then also a big van, it was a big like campaign, wrapped campaign van, because you know, a wrapped van only costs $10,000, so you know that's grassroots. They say they are not electioneering, but they are literally rolling through states, rallying the grassroots. They've got the cell phones, they got the Mini Coopers, they're sort of organizing voter turnout in a way, but they're not electioneering, they're not electoral. And they are being bankrolled by these institutions. Also, we found out recently that the Kochs have a whole new vehicle called Freedom Partners that we had never even heard of, that spent $200 billion in the last election cycle, and it literally bankrolled every group fighting Obamacare. So all that money went through the Center to Protect Patient Rights and out into all these other little groups, and they created this whole big fuss about Obamacare. And one piece of news that came out this week is Tim Phillips, who is the head of Americans for Prosperity, said to the New York Times, I think, he said, well, we're fighting Obamacare, but with really a bigger agenda in mind. He said, we can't let them get away with creating this big institution because they want to put a lot of money into fighting climate change. And it was a very interesting remark, isn't it? Because in order for us to really address climate change and fight climate change, it's going to take some big structural changes. I mean, Bill McKibben says we have to keep 80% of the fossil fuels that we're now trying to pull out of the earth in the earth. We're going to have to transform how we do energy in America and in the world. It's going to be big. And the Koch brothers are getting ready for it because they don't think it's real, or they don't want any legislation affecting their bottom line. And so they're getting ready to fight that. And their first test run on a massive national scale was fighting Obamacare. So I think I'll stop there. I've given you a lot of names, Donors Trust, Donors Capital, important ones to look into. And we're gonna go into, with Mike, we're gonna go into the electioneering section, where huge groups backed by institutions like the Koch, backed by Wisconsin Club for Growth or Club for Growth nationally, can pop up all sorts of shell operations. Here in Wisconsin, this is what the John Doe is all about. Wisconsin Club for Growth spent $9 million directly in the election, and then they funneled millions to Citizens for a Strong America. Who the heck are they? I mean, we didn't know who they were during the recall election, and they started doing all these ads. Now, it's only all this time later in their IRS filings that we're finding out who they are, because they hid the money trail posing as a nonprofit charitable organization, a little bit like the Red Cross. And so we can only find out a little bit more about the money from their IRS filings, not their campaign filings. So they popped up Citizens for Strong America, Jobs First Coalition, a whole bunch of other names that I'll skip here. But it's all sort of a shell game to transfer funds around to pretend that you're actual grassroots. and also to avoid certain IRS rules where you're supposed to only spend sort of 50% of your money on electioneering. But this is the challenge facing our democracy. They're getting more and more and more sophisticated at hiding the money trail. You know, it used to be a standard Republican position that transparency was good. You know, and in fact, didn't they always say that's all you needed is transparency? Isn't that what they always used to say? That's all you need. Now, they backed away from that. And we have James Bopp somehow involved in this John Doe arguing that transparency violates the First Amendment in some way or another. And all these institutions and all these ways of hiding money are illegal. So that's what we do at the Center for Media and Democracy. We've written dozens of articles about the John Doe. We track all these groups that are very hard to track through their financial filings. And we hope that you guys will visit our Robin Hoods and sign up for our email newsletter, because without your kind of support, this kind of reporting can't go on. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mary. Center for Media and Democracy.